I'm a Wisconsin native and former northerner, but I've never taken in a plunge until now. I'm standing at Bayfield City Marina, where around 400 to 500 people are milling around a hole cut in the ice on Lake Superior. Some are wearing robes, swimsuits, and even costumes, ready to take the plunge.
I did two last year. I did the one in Duluth, and I did this one here a year ago. So I know what to expect. When you get in the water, it's everything you can imagine it to be. It's a shock.
My name is Tim Faust. I live in Bayfield. It's like doing a big sporting event, but you don't have to train for it. You have the same anxiety, the same nervousness, and all of a sudden it's over in minutes. And you go, yeah, I did it.
Welcome to the 2010 Polar Bear Plunge. This is the fifth Polar Bear Plunge.
So you're going to bless the hole.
I'm going to bless the hole.
What does that involve?
It involves having a torch, okay? It involves speaking polar bear language. And then when the games begin and the jumps begin, I will put the torch in the water. And that means go for it and have a good time.
Who is here for the first time? Well, this is what we do in Northern Wisconsin. We drink and we go swimming in really cold water. So thank you so much for coming. Let's move on to our first plunger from Bayfield, Wisconsin. We have a 22-year-old who's never done this before. His name is Levi Leekblad. So we're here for Levi.
I plunged for 4 years, and the recommendation I have is for a first-time plunger is to go in with very little clothing, just a bathing suit, and to get out to have some dry boots and a blanket or towel ready, and you'll be fine.
So do you have any method that you use when you do the plunge?
Prayer.
Well, this is my first time.
Was it everything you expected and more?
It was more. It was the coldest thing I've ever done. You know?
We have our last contestant today.
The last few people stepped up to take their turns, one by one jumping into temperatures below freezing. I had already made up my mind about what was to come next. Still, I could hear my parents in the back of my mind saying, if everyone jumped into the icy, mind-numbing waters of Lake Superior, would you do it too?
And what is your name?
Danielle Kading with Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have someone from the Wisconsin Public Radio who's about to enter.
I guess the answer is, yes, I would.
Two, three,
go!
Cold, wet, and numb in Bayfield, I'm Danielle Kading for Wisconsin Life.